dreamed I was in slavery. About 1850 was the time. Sorrow was the only sign. There's nothing about to ease my mind. Out of the night appeared a lady leading a distant pilgrim band. First mate, she cried, pointing a hand. Now make room aboard for this young woman. Come on up, I got a lifeline. Come on up to this train of mine. Come on up, I got a lifeline. Come on up to this train of mine. They said her name was Harriet Tubman, and she drove by the Underground Railroad.
The music stopped. The circle broke. Sometimes a slave will be lost in a brief eddy of liberation, in the sway of a sudden reverie among the furrows, or while untangling the mysteries of an early morning dream, in the middle of a song on a warm Sunday night. Then it comes, always, the overseer's cry, the cry to work, the shadow of the master, the reminder that she is only a human being for a tiny moment across the eternity of her servitude. Words of Colson Whitehead from his award-winning novel, Underground Railroad. There's music in this passage, in the way Whitehead writes. The music stopped, the circle broke. Sometimes a slave will be lost in a brief eddy of liberation, in the sway of a sudden reverie among the furrows, or while untangling the mysteries of an early morning dream, in the middle of a song on a warm Sunday night. Then it comes, always, the overseer's cry, the call to work, the shadow of the master, the reminder that she is only a human being for a tiny moment across the eternity of her servitude. Colson Whitehead's novel, Underground Railroad, won the National Book Award in 2016 and the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 2017. He has had 6 novels and 2 works of nonfiction published. In addition to the National Book and Pulitzer Awards, he has also received a MacArthur Fellowship, the so-called Genius Award, and a Guggenheim Fellowship. But it is the Underground Railroad that catapulted Whitehead into the ranks of leading American authors. Colson Whitehead will deliver the Lackawanna County Library System's 2018 American Masters Lecture on Thursday, November 15th at 7 p.m. in the Scranton Cultural Center. We had a chance to speak by phone with Mary Garm, Library System Administrator, about the event.
The American Masters Lecture was a special lecture that we began in the year 2005, and we do it once a year. We tend to generally have speakers who have written books in what I think of as nonfiction areas, things like social sciences or the sciences. And some of the people we've had have been David McCullough, who, of course, is an author of great histories, Michio Kaku, a theoretical physicist who is very well known for both his books and his appearances on news programs. We've also had Michael Beschloss, the presidential historian. We have had Douglas Brinkley, who's also a presidential historian. And we've had people kind of as far afield as Henry Winkler, who wrote a series of books about his dyslexia, but who's best known as the Fonz from Happy Days, and Emmett Smith, who was a Dallas cowboy. All of those programs have been very successful, and we are very pleased to be able to offer those programs, those lectures, to the community free of charge.
It's wonderful to watch a video online of somebody talking, but to be in the room with that person and perhaps engage in some Q&A, there's nothing like that.
I agree. We do find that it is a wonderful thing to be able to see someone live on stage. We always incorporate some Q&A at the end of the lecture, and we also always do a book signing, which gives people an opportunity to actually get really up close and personal and have a chance to say hello, perhaps ask a question while they're having their book signed.
Please introduce us to this year's speaker.
We are so excited this year. This is the first novelist we've featured in the American Masters Lecture, and he is an amazing individual. His name is Colson Whitehead, and he wrote a book called The Underground Railroad. And for that book, he won both the Pulitzer Prize and the National Book Award. It received any number of other prizes the year that it was published, which was last year. It was a New York Times number one bestseller, and it was selected by Oprah Winfrey as her book club selection. It's a remarkable book, and I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk a little bit more about it later. But it is his eighth book. He had written five earlier novels and two works of nonfiction. And interestingly, one of his earlier novels, The Intuitionist, was included in the top 100 books for PBS's The Great American Read, which just concluded within the last week or two. And I'm really looking forward to learning more about what he has to say. He is the recipient of a MacArthur Genius Grant, which of course goes to some truly remarkable people. He's also received a Guggenheim Fellowship and the Whiting Writers Award. So he has been recognized for his interesting way of thinking as well as his writing for any number of years now.
He has written history and general writing, such as, do I see here, the World Series of Poker?
Yes, he talks about how he lost $10,000 in the World Series of Poker. I hope we'll get to hear that story as well.
Do you take nominations for speakers? How do you find the people you're going to consider inviting?
We actually have a committee of individuals, members of the community, who are great readers, and we come together once a year and just talk about what we've read, who we're excited about, and I will tell you that that meeting, which usually lasts about an hour, generates about 75 potential speakers. And then we begin to whittle that down and look at it from the perspective of who we'd really like to hear. We vote and rank those speakers, and then, of course, we also look at it from the perspective of, you know, what kind of funding we have and what we might be able to afford. We've been very lucky over the years to have some very generous donors and to have received a number of grants to be able to make this happen and to keep it free to the public.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the Underground Railroad then?
I would love to. It's truly a remarkable book. It takes place in 1850 in the antebellum South. A slave by the name of Cora makes a bid for freedom, and she does that by escaping the plantation where she has lived her entire life and finds her way to the Underground Railroad. Now, in this book, the Underground Railroad is not a metaphorical network of people who want to help escaped slaves. It is an actual subterranean train with, again, those people who want to help the escaped slaves get to the north. And this train has tunnels underground that take escaped slaves from state to state to state. It's a fascinating concept. And he says that he came up with the idea 16 years before he was able to get the book written. And he thought of it initially as just something that, you know, children often think of the first time they hear of an underground railroad. They imagine a subway. And his thought was, you know, what if it really was an underground network of tunnels with trains that ran from state to state? And that was the beginning of how he looked at this book. He felt that while he had a premise, he didn't have a great plot, and he was afraid that he wasn't a good enough writer to approach the topic of slavery and do it justice. And so over 16 years, he thought about it. He did a lot of research. Interestingly, some of the research was done in the Library of Congress looking at the historical slave narratives in that collection. There were narratives that were taken from interviews done in the 1930s with 80- and 90-year-old former slaves. And that's where he learned a lot about plantation life and about the cruelty and the punishment that happened there. And much of the novel builds on that. It's a remarkable book in that it has a great deal of, you learn a lot. You learn a lot about slavery and the institution of slavery and how that worked. But it is also an alternate history. So not only do we have an underground railroad that is an actual railroad, as Cora travels from state to state, There are things that happen in each of those states that provide her with dangers and opportunities, and many of those things are rather fantastical, but they are so well written and so true to form that it makes you want to go back and reread your history books to be sure that those things didn't actually happen. It's a fascinating book. He compares it to books like Gulliver's Travels and books of that nature, in that Cora, the protagonist, keeps finding herself in these dangerous and unusual situations, and she escapes by the skin of her teeth only to get dumped into yet another frightening set of circumstances. He's interesting in the sense that he is a very difficult writer to categorize. His books cover all different kinds of areas. He's written a coming-of-age novel, a zombie thriller, satire, historical fiction, and alternate history like this. He's considered something of a literary chameleon. So I think that someone with the ability to work well in all of those genres and really make things feel real and believable has to be somebody that we want to hear speak.
And what a wonderful thing for a library system to bring in a writer like Colson Whitehead, because you can appeal to many different kinds of readers with a writer like this. Some will want to read everything he's written, or somebody who just said, I really want to read that book about poker, beef jerky, and death.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, it's very interesting. When we started the lecture series all those years ago, one of the things that we hoped to be able to do with it was to show that whatever your interest might be, there's something in the library for you to enjoy.
And tell us how and where we can see it and how we can come to see it.
The lecture is going to take place on Thursday, November 15th at 7 p.m. It will be held in the Scranton Cultural Center in downtown Scranton. Admission is free, and tickets can be picked up at any library in Lackawanna County or online at our homepage, which is www.lclshome.org.
Thank you so much, and thanks for making your time available, because I know you've got lots of things to take care of for all of us readers.
And Erica, thank you so much for all the wonderful work that you do in promoting events like this one so that people in the Northeast can get out and really take advantage of our cultural opportunities.
Follow the drinking gourd, for the old man is a-waiting for to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd.
Follow the drinking gourd.
From an album of Songs of the Underground Railroad, Follow the Drinking Gourd, it's a story that focuses on the image of the Big Dipper. Fugitives used this clearly visible constellation to locate the North Star as they made their way over the mountains, through valleys, and across unfamiliar terrain. This map song contains both general and some specific directions, including a reminder to use moss to find the way north. Dead trees will show you the way.
Freedom, follow the drinking gourd.
The riverbank would make a mighty good road.
Dead trees will show you the way.
Jim Musselman's notes for this album titled Steal Away with Kim and Reggie Harris. We spoke with Mary Garm, Lackawanna County Library System Administrator, about Colson Whitehead and his visit to northeastern Pennsylvania. Colson Whitehead's novel, Underground Railroad, won the National Book Award in 2016 and the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 2017. He will deliver the Lackawanna County Library System's 2018 American Masters Lecture on Thursday, November 15th at 7 p.m. at the Scranton Cultural Center. Tickets are free and available online and at Lackawanna County Libraries. For more information, on the web, lclshome.org, lclshome.org. It's Colson Whitehead at the Lackawanna County Library System American Masters Lecture, Thursday, November 15th at 7 p.m. at the Scranton Cultural Center. Admission is free. lclshome.org.